Now, when I first said scientists have managed to make the underwater equivalent of a post-it note, you think that sounds a bit flippant. But actually, there's a good reason for it, because it's the perfect adhesive. What Phil Messersmith and his colleagues at the University of Northwestern in the US have done is to produce an adhesive that works very well both in and out of the water. And the way they've done it is to take two of nature's powerful adhesives, the gecko's foot and the stuff that mussels use to glue themselves onto things. They've put the two things together and produced this material. Now, why do geckos cling to surfaces so well? Well, if you zoom in with a very powerful microscope on their feet, you find that they've got tiny nano hairs called setae, at the end of which are these tiny spatulae, and these form an electrical attraction between the foot of the gecko and the wall, or even the ceiling, because they can run across vertical off surfaces upside down. And this electrical attraction locks them onto the surface. So what the guys have done is to copy that by making silicon nano pillars, these tiny rods which are on par with the size of the gecko foot, and then they've borrowed the glue from the mussel and smeared it onto this particular array of rods, and they've produced this material, and it works very well in the water, out of the water, and it can be stuck down and unpeeled thousands of times. And they think this is useful because you'll be able to make much better wound dressings, for example, that's just one example, so that your wound can be covered up with something that sticks very well to skin and can be peeled off and put back down again and won't come off in the swimming pool. But other bonuses, robotics as well, robots that can go both in the water and out of the
water. Kind of amphibious robots, fantastic. Well, actually, I have to say, being a very keen diver, very excited about today's show, I'm quite keen on the idea of underwater post-it notes, being able to write each other notes.
Well, divers have got no excuse for forgetting things in future.
Absolutely.